are rhinos handing over control of the House to Democrats?
Mr. Reagan.
Let's look at the votes exactly, because things are very tight in the House of Representatives. First of all, when you're looking at the margins, it has changed because Ken Buck has left. We now have 218 Republicans after his departure, 213 Democrats. That means a majority in the House right now is 216. Johnson can lose just two Republicans and keep his speakership with all Republican support. We also had an unexpected piece of news from a very high-profile Republican member, Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin. He was just on this program, I believe it was last week, talking about the TikTok bill. He's an up-and-coming rising star in the party, 40 years old. He announced today he's leaving early. He's leaving mid-April. Now, what this means is that narrow majority gets even slimmer. Let's look at that same graphic I just showed you. After he leaves, look at that. Now it's down to 217 Republicans. And then look, Johnson could lose just one Republican vote and get something through the House. So Speaker Johnson, he is someone who talks about the Bible. I hope he's read the book of Job, because he's having so much political difficulty and challenges. We'll see how he gets through it.
Why is Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, he's leaving late. If look, that seat remains open. But if he leaves, I think, by April 2nd or April 5th or someday, then they can have an election. It's a Republican district. What does Gallagher think he's doing?
I don't know. I'm urging him. He's got to stay. If he stays early, we can get the special election. It's a very safe Republican seat. Right. We'll add to our majority. We don't have the other special to fill Kevin McCarthy's seat until April 30th. And we were perilous. We could end up having a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in the interim here while we're waiting for special elections. Personally, if you're going to make a commitment to the people that elect you, that you're going to serve for 2 years, unless you have a really good reason not to serve, then why would you do that? Without the Republicans in office, we're going to lose all of these great things that we have as a country. Self-governance, free market system, all those things are eroding away from us because we don't have a Republican.
You've got people saying that this Mike Gallagher is a traitor because he's going to diminish. I mean, it'll be not one vote majority, which could easily go away. Somebody's sick. Somebody's, whatever. This is terrible. I mean,
well, he's not the only one. I mean, Kevin McCarthy is leaving, left early. We have Bill Johnson left early for something else. We've got a number of members. Ken Buck.
Mike Gallagher. What a real piece of work this guy is. Everybody knows there's something fishy going on here. This guy could have changed the date that he was retiring by just days and avoided completely screwing over Republicans, but he chose not to. Something this big does not happen at random. This guy is not oblivious to what he's doing, and he can still change it. He can still exit on the 8th, triggering the special election to let Republicans keep their numbers. But he's not going to do that, obviously. He picked the 19th for a reason. Some shady character has told him to do this. Maybe he's been bribed, maybe he's been blackmailed, maybe he's been threatened, who knows? But a new theory has been floated that speculates that this is part of a bigger plan to once again keep Trump off the ballots in 2024. Of course, isn't that always the plan these days? But who is behind this? Who is the evil deep state player pulling Gallagher's strings? Well, this guy has been unmasked. We will expose this shady deep state operative. We often think about the deep state as Democrats in D.C. who put their own interests above the interests of the country and the average American. Now, we also know that there are some big Republican donors who are powerful deep state puppeteers, but we rarely hear about them. They are rarely exposed. Well, I've just learned about one of them, and this guy is a real sinister player in D.C. This is billionaire Paul Singer. This guy claims to be a Republican, but he is not. Paul Singer is a pro-LGBTQP, pro-open borders, warmonger rhino who claims to be a libertarian. Paul Singer is a leftist who wants fewer government regulations as a way of facilitating his predatory business practices, which are not just nasty, they are downright evil. That's it. He is an advocate for all of the most depraved social positions that you can imagine, but who has adopted this so-called libertarian position on fiscal regulations in order to fleece people. Now, I know that libertarians tend to hate government and want as few regulations as possible, but I don't think most libertarians want to make stealing legal. But behind the pretense of being a Republican, this guy has donated millions of dollars to Republicans over the years. So if you want to know who the shadowy figures are behind the rhinos in D.C., this guy is one of those shadowy figures. Because of his campaign donations and perhaps other means, this guy basically owns several rhinos in D.C. And according to Troy Smith of Slingshot News, probably the most important rhino he controls is Kevin McCarthy.
Now, Roger, there's 14 Republicans in total that have decided that they're not going to run for re-election in 2024. So I did some research on those 14, and I found that six of them have taken donations, and many over several years, from billionaire hedge fund manager Paul Singer. Now, Paul Singer is somebody that I've covered in the past, Roger, because he has been an anti-Trump influence since the very beginning of Donald Trump's candidacy. As you can see on the screen right now, in 2016, Paul Singer dumped $2.5 million into a PAC called Our Principles that then turned around and handed the money to Marco Rubio. Now, whatever you think about Marco Rubio, at the time, he was one of the most formidable challengers to President Trump. So funding his campaign made it seem like, okay, well, we can challenge Trump. We can make sure he never gets the RNC nomination. That's Paul Singer. Then we move on to 2024, Roger, and he's donating extensive amounts of money to Nikki Haley, as you can see on the screen. He gave $5 million to the SFA Fund PAC, which is a Nikki Haley creation. So as you see here on the screen, Roger, the plot by Singer to get Trump has been going for many, many years. And when you look at what was going on between those elections, you find that Singer was actually responsible for the creation of the research that led to the FISA warrants that were used to spy on President Trump. Through the Washington Free Beacon, Singer funded the creation of the research used in the Steele dossier that was eventually picked up by Fusion GPS. We have a thread, a long thread, of Paul Singer funding efforts to stop Trump. As I was kind of examining all of these people's records and looking at the donations, I started to realize that basically all of the Republicans, minus one, that have resigned their position early have also taken donations from Paul Singer. Kay Granger, Greg Pence, all these people have taken donations from Paul Singer. And if you examine the donations, there's nobody that Paul Singer has donated more to than Kevin McCarthy in the last few years. He's given him over $1.8 million dating back to 2020. If you go back to 2019, Roger, it's over $2 million. Kevin McCarthy has received hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars from Paul Singer in recent months. And now he's doing a media tour, Roger, where he is saying, oh, well, the Republicans lost the majority. He told Jesse Waters of Fox News this. The Republicans lost the majority when they removed me as speaker. If that doesn't sound like a vindictive statement, I don't know what does. And I think it points towards what McCarthy's role in all of this is. The Singer-funded Republicans are leaving the House, Roger. They're retiring or they're not running for re-election because if the Democrats are able to regain control of the House of Representatives before the November election, they can pass a law, as you stated, that's already been put on the floor by Jamie Raskin, the swamp rat from Maryland. Jamie Raskin's bill would prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot in all 50 states because the Supreme Court ruling, as many have misstated, Roger, it says the states don't have the power to remove somebody from a federal election ballot, but Congress does. They can actually pass a law that bans somebody from being on the ballot. Now, Kevin McCarthy is leading a rhino coalition to get people to leave the House of Representatives to soft kill the President Trump's campaign here. And I think the ultimate goal, Roger, is to make it look like it's the Democrats who are the ones that are trying to remove Trump from the ballot, when really it's the Republicans simply quitting that will allow it to happen. These people, they pretend like they are supporters of the president, when in actuality, everything they do is a stab in his back. Everything they do is a knife twisting in the back.
The real tip-off here is to examine the resignation of Mike Gallagher. Why would Gallagher essentially post-date or predate his resignation, specifically at a time that he knows there can be no special election to fill his seat? He has a solidly red district. Republicans would definitely win it. We would not be in this precarious position. But for some reason, someone has persuaded Gallagher not to resign until April 19th, which under state law makes it too late for an immediate special election. That's the tip-off that this whole thing is nefarious. That's the tip-off that Gallagher is doing this to try to hand over control of the House to Democrats. Who could have persuaded Congressman Gallagher to do this, other than perhaps Kevin McCarthy and Paul Singer. You heard it here on the Stone Zone.
So the theory goes that Kevin McCarthy basically told Mike Gallagher, you've got to leave. You've got to leave on this date. And if this is true, then it seems that McCarthy is very happy to screw over the party that ousted him from power earlier this year. That seems pretty petty and nasty to me. All right, so this is the article from Slingshot.news by Troy Smith. Exclusive, the Rhino plan to ban Trump from the 2024 ballots is underway. On February 10th, 2024, Gallagher made the public announcement that he would not seek re-election to his position in 2024, further diminishing the slim majority Republicans currently hold in the House of Representatives. Gallagher joins the ranks of 14 other House Republicans who have also announced that they would not seek re-election heading to 2024. That list includes Debbie Lesko, Kay Granger, Brad Wenstrup, Michael Burgess, Patrick McHenry, Drew Ferguson, Doug Lamborn, Larry Bouchon, Blaine Lutkemeyer, Greg Pence, Jeff Duncan, Matt Rosendale, Kathy McMorris Rogers. Now, I don't know if all of those people are rhinos. I don't know if all those people are controlled, but I'm sure that some of them were told to leave and perhaps incentivized to leave. So, you know, maybe to some degree, this might be a good thing, because perhaps if these are all rhinos, maybe we're purging the Republican Party, at least in the House of Representatives, of rhinos. We're purging the rhinos out of the party. I hope that that's true. I'm sure not all of these people that are leaving are rhinos, but probably some of them are. So when this was written yesterday, Representative Gallagher announced that he will be retiring from his position in the House earlier than expected, stating that he would officially resign his seat on April 19th, 2024. This places Gallagher on a list of several other Republican officials who have resigned from their positions in the House since the Republican takeover of the chamber in 2022. The list of members includes Ken Buck, Bill Johnson, Kevin McCarthy. In addition to these members, George Santos, who represented New York's 3rd Congressional District, was expelled from Congress on December 1st, 2023. In total, the Republican Party has lost 4 members to retirement already. The Republican Party currently holds just 218 seats in the House, whilst Democrats currently hold 213. Colorado Representative Ken Buck officially vacated his seat on Friday, March 22nd, pulling the Republican majority down an additional seat. Now, Ken Buck, we know, is a rhino, so, you know, we know what's going on there. Once Mike Gallagher departs on April 19th, the House Republican majority will have shrunk to just 2017, the bare minimum needed to advance legislation in the body. As it stands, the Republican Party is just one retirement away from losing their majority in the House and once again handing unilateral control of Washington, D.C. to the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. I mean, except for the Supreme Court. We still have the Supreme Court. Revealing an apparent sinister nature to Gallagher's retirement and the timing of the decision, Wisconsin law would afford a special election for Republicans to elect his replacement if Gallagher had just retired days earlier. If Gallagher had chosen to leave any time before the first Tuesday in April, a special election to choose his replacement would have occurred. Since Gallagher has decided to retire on the 19th, the second Friday of April, his seat will remain vacated until it's eventually filled by the winner of the 8th District of Wisconsin in the 2024 election. So months, really. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has called out Gallagher for his decision to leave office after the deadline for a special election and has even called for Gallagher to be expelled from Congress before the looming deadline. I would love that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, sometimes you say some amazing things. To understand the impact that Republicans losing their majority in the House of Representatives would have in the 2024 election, we mustn't look further than the recent Supreme Court decision regarding former President Donald Trump's ballot access in the upcoming election. So this is where the theory of trying to stop Donald Trump from getting on the ballots begins, right here in this part. The Supreme Court definitively stated in that ruling that Congress, not the individual states, had the right to bar an individual from access to the presidential ballot. If Republicans can maintain their majority in the House, the prospect of Trump being removed from the presidential ballot is practically impossible. Should the Democrats regain control of the House before the 2024 election, the prospect of President Trump being removed from the presidential ballot becomes an almost certain possibility. The Democrats already maintain a slight majority in the Senate, enough to pass whatever they like should Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats regain control of the House. Once again, it appears the largest threat facing President Donald Trump is not the Democrat Party, but from those within his own party. When examining those who have decided to retire from Congress and not seeking re-election in 2024, we find many commonalities. One commonality present for nearly every departing member of the chamber is one GOP megadonor who has worked to undermine President Donald Trump since he first launched his campaign for president back in 2015. Paul Singer, billionaire hedge fund manager and co-CEO of Elliott Management, a firm responsible for over $50 billion in assets. Singer is worth a reported $6 billion. In 2016, the establishment Republican billionaire dumped $2.5 million into Marco Rubio's failed presidential campaign through a PAC called Our Principles. See evidence of those donations below. Singer's attempt to derail Trump did not stop after Trump's victory in the 2016 election. Singer is also attributed with the initial creation of the highly questionable research included in the Steele dossier through the Washington Free Beacon and Fusion GPS. In the 2024 presidential election, Singer chose to donate to Nikki Haley's campaign through the SFA Fund PAC. The billionaire gave Haley an astounding $5 million donation on December 18, 2023. See evidence of that donation below. Haley, of course, dropped out of the presidential race on March 6, 2024, less than 3 months after receiving Singer's astounding $5 million donation. I wonder what happened to the rest of that money. Now that Singer's most recent efforts to bring down Trump have failed, some have speculated that he may be fueling efforts in the House to hand control to Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats. Six of the 14 Republicans who have announced that they will not seek re-election in 2024 have taken past donations from Paul Singer. Those representatives are Kathy McMorris Rogers, Patrick McHenry, Drew Ferguson, Kay Granger, Blaine Lutkenmeyer, and Greg Pence. See evidence of Singer's donations to these Republicans below. Is Paul Singer influencing Republicans to retire from the House of Representatives in yet another attempt to derail former President Donald Trump? By all measures, the push to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot has already begun, as top-ranking House Democrat Jamie Raskin has already introduced legislation that would in fact bar Trump from the ballot in the upcoming presidential election. All the Democrats need now is a simple majority in the House. Further investigation of the four Republican representatives that have retired from the House prior to the 2024 election show us that Singer's donated to Mike Gallagher, Kevin McCarthy, and Ken Buck. There is only one Republican that has retired or is retiring prior to the 2024 election that has not taken money from Singer. See evidence of Singer's donations to Gallagher, McCarthy, and Buck below. It's a lot of donations. It's no secret that Paul Singer has been working to undermine Donald Trump since he first came down the Trump Tower escalator on June 16, 2015. Could he be spearheading the mass retirement of GOP officials heading 2024, ceding control of the House to the Democrat Party, and setting up Trump to be removed from the presidential ballot prior to the election? It surely seems like no coincidence that the majority of the members of Congress that are retiring or have announced that they are not seeking re-election have taken donations from Singer. Either way, the GOP establishment donor class obviously appears to be up to something. So there you go. That's the theory. Take control of the House and craft new legislation to keep Trump off the ballots. And as this article reports, Jamie Raskin has already crafted such legislation. Now, I don't think that even crafting new legislation should actually work in this case. However, they have put themselves in a position to tie Donald Trump to the so-called insurrection through the courts. And this is why they went after him with the Jack Smith Tanya Chutkan trial. You know, these are all puzzle pieces that produce a chilling image, using the legal system to remove Donald Trump from the ballot, something that they have, of course, been trying to do for a while now, and something that I predicted way back in August of 2022. If this succeeds, we are no longer America. I'd actually say that the Democrats' ability to even try this indicates that we are no longer America. I don't know. What do you guys think? Has America already fallen? Or is there a hair's breadth of a chance that we can stop the Democrats from using a rigged conviction against Donald Trump to take him off the ballot in November and steal the election? It doesn't look great, but as always, I am an optimist. All right, let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. And remember, it's not that our liberal friends are ignorant. It's just they know so much that is not so. Good night.
We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours, history will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Our top story today is of the utmost importance. We are discussing what world-leading virologists has issued, and it's a shocking warning to all Americans saying that there's going to be a massive tsunami of death that will soon destroy the global COVID-19 vaccinated population. As Slate News reported, the bone-chilling warning was issued by Dr. Geert Vanden Bosch, I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly, a respected Belgian virologist during an appearance on the Kunstler Cast podcast, which is hosted by James Kunstler on Friday. Now, the doctor went on to explain that it was very important that we were warned that the vaccine was causing some sort of a compromise in the immune system that with new super variations of COVID-19 would lead to mass compromised immune systems, long COVID, and eventually death. Now, this virologist has been warning us for years about what could happen if we ended up pushing out a mass vaccination program. Here's what he had to say a while back. And you tell me whether this still reigns true.
So at risk of inducing autoimmune responses, autoimmunity in children. That's why I'm saying never, ever use a vaccine that cannot block transmission when you are on the battlefield. If you have a vaccine that cannot prevent the transmission, you cannot control this pandemic. The virus will escape. You cannot win this. It's impossible. So in other words, with this mass vaccination, you're doing exactly the opposite. You are generating a breeding ground for even more infectious variants to replicate. Scientifically, there is no rational whatsoever to vaccinate children. This cannot be justified. There is no added value whatsoever for children. There is only major concerns and major risks. So we know definitely that the risk-benefit ratio is going in a completely wrong direction. So how on earth can you, with that knowledge, can you even think of doing such a thing? It's, I have no other words. This is criminal.
And he continues to say this is criminal because if you look back a few years ago, or even a few months ago, this same virologist was saying, look, there's going to be bad complications by this testing of a mRNA vaccine on the population. Now, many people for years have been saying everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die from the vaccine. And we do see people dropping dead on TV, dying suddenly, but still, popular streamers will deny and say, you know, this isn't really happening. It's not as a result of the vaccine. But this virologist is saying that this program of vaccination is actually going to cause compromise in the immune system, basically negative health risks, sort of like what HIV was doing. But in the end, these new super variants that are going to develop because it doesn't block transmission are going to end up possibly killing people. And so we might even see a rise in COVID deaths and eventually see the collapse of our entire economy and our entire institution of society. Now, even further, Geert was talking about how this is a massive experiment and that it was waged on people. He's been consistent and talking about how this gain of function technology really hasn't been tried and tested before at this large of a scale. Listen to what he had to say.
Isolate the coronavirus from an animal. And that's also what we did in the past, right? In the early days when I was working in the virology lab. If you want to have a kind of idea, what is the threat for another species? Could be also for another animal. You start to put that virus on a cell culture, you know, that comes from that different animal species, could be a dog, could be human cells, etc. And you do passages all over.
So you've done this.
Of course.
Have you done what we hear as gain of function? Would you say that
If you like, well, this is gain of function in the sense that I was working, for example, with feline coronavirus, and you wanted, to put this, for example, you wanted to see to what extent is this, could this be infectious for dog? Then you start out with dog cells, right? And you culture the virus, and then, you know, you pass the supernatant. If there is one or the other mutant that happened to be able, you know, to replicate on the dog cells, it's in very, very low concentration, of course. But if you passage it on the same,
you go in and isolate,
you're going
to
enrich
that.
It. You're going to enrich it. If you like, this is gain of function.
Yes.
But I'm saying, you know, there is so much focus on what happened at the beginning, whereas nobody seems to realize that the huge gain of function experiment that we are doing in the population on the very human species is the mass vaccination.
Yeah.
The gain of function, we have.
And that is, it is a mass experimentation through vaccination. And again, I watched a debate on this, and the lefties were saying that nobody believed that the vaccine would stop transmission, except that's literally what Walensky, what CDC director was saying. That's what literally Trump was saying. Even Trump. Yeah, a lot of people were saying this during Operation Warp Speed. This was a huge statement that was made from the FDA, from the CDC, and from the World Health Organization. So look, they lied to us, but why did they lie? Apparently, it's for criminal reasons. And this virologist had a warning. He went on to explain to us that there is a COVID cartel that is profiting off this. It's something disgusting. I can't quite put my finger on it, but you listen for yourself and tell me if you agree with what he's saying.
Would now go out and say, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we have been making some mistakes. It wasn't all right. We have to correct them, and we have to revise our opinion. These people would be stoned in the street, right? They have no choice. They have no choice than other than to stick, even if they completely see how wrong they have been. They have no other choice. They can only hope that something will happen that will distract from this issue, that will distract me, but it won't. It won't. And so they keep silent, or they just continue along the path that they have been walking along so far. But I can tell you that many of them must be desperate. But, you know, being together, they feel protected. You know, this is a big lobby. This is a big lobby, and they think that everybody thinks that the other will protect them, right? Which is not the case. But this is this typical feeling. You all have committed crimes, but you are a big group, and it's like the mafia. And you feel all together, you feel like a big team, and nobody can penetrate into the team, etc. It will collapse because the surface, the truth will surface. This has been a large scale experiment of gain of function on the very human population.
And he holds true to that. I'd love to know your thoughts below, whether you agree with the virologist that the long-term effects of the mass vaccination program really won't be seen now. It's going to be seen through spikes in cancer and, of course, this long COVID he warns about. Now, I'm not a virologist, and by no means am I claiming to have verified or can verify what's going on, but I can tell you this. I have seen the damage these vaccines have caused to the people that I love. I've seen people get paralyzed. I have seen people get very sick, have all types of health problems, cancers at young ages, things that they never had before. And the only thing that I can see that has changed is this vaccination program, the heart problems, right? I've had people close to me get myocarditis from the vaccine. It's just a sick and a cruel thing. And that's why it's really important. And remember that they were actually blocking early treatments, antivirals, right? Even antibiotics during this time. And they were pushing the vaccine on you, which is why I want you to always be prepared. Get your emergency kit today from the wellness company by visiting directly at twc.health/headlines. This emergency kit is not your everyday kit. It doesn't just have band-aids and the kinds of things you would expect, although they do sell first aid kits and you should get one. But the emergency kit has all types of antibiotics like amoxicillin, a Z-Pak, and even ivermectin so that you can be ready to fight basic infections, bacterial, virus-based. It doesn't really matter. You have the emergency kit. Don't wait. Spend all your money at an emergency room visit to be around a bunch of sick people. Don't try to get an appointment at your local office only to be told they won't give you antibiotics or you have to pay a massive copay. Get the kit and have it on hand. Be prepared in case this collapse happens. Go today to twc.health/headlines today, and you can save on your kit right now. Anyway, check out the link. It's in the description. Save on your emergency kit and get it today. My name is Elijah Schaefer. Thank you so much again for watching another episode of the Gateway Pundits Beyond the Headlines, brought to you by VNN. If you agreed with the story or you want to know more about it, make sure you click the link in the description, subscribe to our page, and share this with everybody to let them know that you got the truth here on VNN. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.